Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Lauren, thank you very much for that. Now, the number of vaccine doses available in the EU is expected to double to 100 million per month from April. The expected doubling of the supply is in part due to manufacturing plans, but also because more vaccines will be approved. However, at the moment, rollout of the vaccines is patchy across the EU. Well, to tell us more on all of this, I'm joined now by Darren McCaffrey, political editor with Euronews. Darren, thank you for joining us. And we might start with the news from Italy, where the COVID death toll has passed 100,000.
Yeah, indeed, another dark day for Italy. Of course, it was the first country, wasn't it, really, to be affected by coronavirus around this time last year. In fact, I think it is a year to the day from when they had that localised lockdown in Lombardy. And as you say, they have surpassed 100,000 deaths. I think it's the sixth country in the world to reach that grim milestones. And infections are accelerating. They reached a three-month high last week. So definite evidence of a third wave devastating Italy. But today, also a decision that they were going to reverse on AstraZeneca and the vaccine and its use for over 65s, joining a raft of other European countries now saying that that vaccine can and should be used on elderly people, not least of all because, of course, this was a country last week that blocked 250,000 doses of the vaccine being exported to Australia. So certainly a change in terms of the vaccines that will be available there and a hope that many more will be on the way. But in the short term, yet again, it's looking particularly grim for Italy.
Mm. And that is interesting for us here, actually, that decision by Italy to decide to use AstraZeneca for the over 65s. And as you say, other countries, I think France and Germany have done the same in relation to that.
Yeah, indeed. And it's purely based on the evidence that has come forward in recent weeks. You have to remember this decision was made back in January by the European Medicines Agency when they recommended the AstraZeneca vaccine. When they approved it, they said that it was entirely safe and effective in all ages over the age of 18. But many governments, not least of all the Germans, made the initial decision that they thought there was not enough evidence to suggest its efficacy over the age of 65 was good enough. So they limited it. And as you say, many countries like Belgium, France, Italy and others followed suit. But actually, in recent weeks, in trials in the real world, if you like, in places like Scotland and England, have proven that it is highly effective in those over the age of 65, including those over the age of 80. Mm-hmm. And that's why they've changed the decision. But many would suggest that the damage potentially, at least in messaging, has been done, particularly in countries like Germany and France, where there is vaccine hesitancy, with many at least anecdotally saying that they are refusing to have the AstraZeneca vaccine, contrary to obviously what the evidence now shows.
Mm. So that is the decision by Italy, and Mario Draghi, the Italian Prime Minister, he is pledging a strong action to turn around the country's slow vaccination campaign.
Yeah, he is indeed. Of course, he's just taken over as Prime Minister and quite aggressively last week made that decision to try and block for the first time they exported those vaccines. But clearly he does feel that the country needs to get on the front foot when it comes to delivering these vaccines, not just to the country as a whole, but, you know, trying to get the jabs in people's arms. And I think that's going to be the real task for many EU countries, because as Ursula von der Leyen was setting out today, they are expecting the number of vaccines to double in the second quarter, 100 million every single month. At that stage, the task shouldn't be that the vaccine procurement is broken down. In fact, most countries will probably have more than enough vaccines to inoculate the populations. The problem will then be logistically, how prepared are those countries to get vaccines in people's arms? But it is, I think, interesting today that we heard from the EU Commission President expressing kind of somewhat of frustration that Brussels was constantly used as a scapegoat for the slow rollout of vaccines, saying in part it was, of course, down to the lack of deliveries from AstraZeneca and indeed others, it must be said as well. But ultimately, that it's now up to national governments to step up and to ensure that happens. And that's, again, you know, it's happening at different levels in different countries. Denmark, for example, Malta, doing phenomenally well in terms of vaccinating their populations. Other countries, like here in Belgium, they seem to be going backwards. They're expecting to inoculate 30,000 fewer people this week than they did last week.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that, Darren. What's happening in Belgium and why?
Well, I think to a degree, up until now, some of it has been vaccine shortages and the unpredictability of it. They've simply not been able to properly prepare for vaccines arriving in the country, and that has clearly slowed down the process. But also, it's a lack of preparedness, that they have not had the proper IT systems up in place, down to the point where people have had to write down on pieces of paper in a very convoluted way to try and get people to turn up to appointments. Interestingly, some of the big vaccination centres had to close down after days, the days after they just opened up, because people were not being notified properly of the vaccine and the doses. It's not also helped by the very fact that Belgium's a really complex system. It's got like three different governments, a federal system. You know, it is not, in terms of bureaucracy, the most straightforward place in the world. And that has hampered the vaccine rollout, just like it has in France as well. And that's where countries, I think, should potentially come under some criticism, that they have had months and months to prepare for this. In fact, actually, the vaccine procurement problems should have given them even more time be on top of this, but it simply has not happened. But I think there is a hope that once the processes get in place, once people get used to what's happening, that in the end, that, you know, in a couple of weeks' time, they can properly ramp up the distribution of these vaccines into people's arms.
And that would, of course, be very good news for Poland, because it's experiencing a surge in COVID cases as well. Now, they did have a strict lockdown, I believe, but they had eased restrictions since mid-February.
Yeah, this is really important to remember, because I think it's very easy when you live, you know, in places like Britain and Ireland, and indeed in other parts of Europe, you kind of think that the pandemic is now on the way out and that we've probably hopefully turned the corner and that vaccines will ensure that we don't really go backwards at any stage, that, you know, from now on things will get better. And that hopefully is true in large parts of Europe. But you have to remember, in other parts of Europe, the opposite is happening, in the sense that they're now being engulfed by a proper third wave in places like the Czech Republic, in places like Austria to a degree. We're seeing a big surge in infections. And you're right, in Poland, they reported, you know, six thousand new cases today. There is an expectation it could get up to 20,000 a day in the coming weeks. That, you know, more and more people will die simply because the vaccine program will not mitigate that to a large degree. And that is why they are again having to now close down, you know, restaurants that were kind of partly open, shopping malls, museums, theatres, cinemas, all that sort of stuff. No sign that they're going to open up anytime soon. It is a reminder that even though on the whole, Europe hopefully is getting through this, in certain parts, things are really, really difficult. And after a difficult winter, it's going to be a testy few weeks for those countries, particularly in Central and Eastern Europe.
And just finally, in relation to how Poland is doing on its vaccination programme, how is the rollout going there?
It's, again, it's pretty slow. I think it's around kind of 5-6% of the population who've received their first doses. Again, it's this whole point of, you know, they've just not managed to properly get what they have got in terms of vaccine to people's arms. But they have also been looking at, you know, the Russian Chinese vaccine to see if they can ramp up the number of vaccines available to them. But as I say, the real test will move from Brussels in the coming weeks to those national governments, and to see whether they've got the proper systems in place to ensure that hopefully, with the spring into the summer, that they will open up, that we'll be able to move around again and potentially even at some point go on a summer holiday.
Oh, wouldn't we all love that? Darren McCaffrey, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Darren McCaffrey, political editor with Euronews.